Police say Santa Feans are using technology to their advantage and at the same time helping police catch crooks. Santa Fe Police Spokeswoman Selena Westervelt says a New Year's Eve burglar is behind bars after the victim helped police track him down using a tracing application installed on her stolen iPad. Westervelt says the victim arrived at her home on Canyon Road to hear someone inside then fleeing when she called police, who tracked the suspect to a home on Alto Street.
We were able to solve this case in a matter of minutes, which doesn't usually happen. And we were also able to then get the property back to the victim very, very quickly.
Westervelt says 22-year-old David Wheeler is jailed on a $20,000 bond. He faces residential burglary charges. Job growth over the past year in New Mexico has been the slowest among nine other states in the West. The latest market review by the New Mexico Workforce Solutions Department shows employment grew in New Mexico by 1,700 jobs between November 2012 and November 2013. That amounts to 0.2%. Texas led the region with year-over-year job growth of 2.5%, followed by Utah, Colorado, and Arizona. Nationally, the job growth rate was 1.7% for the same period. State Senator Jacob Candelaria of Albuquerque plans to introduce a constitutional amendment this year that would end the governor's use of the pocket veto. Pocket vetoes occur when a governor simply doesn't act on legislation approved by state lawmakers within the 20-day period that applies to bills passed during the final 3 days of a legislative session. Candelaria, a Democrat, says the amendment, which would go to voters if approved by lawmakers, would require definitive action by the governor on all bills.
In an actual veto, the governor must tell us, the legislature, and the people of New Mexico why they are taking that action and by giving a veto message. That's good for transparency's sake. That's good for holding folks in government accountable. And it's good for keeping the executive in check.
Candelaria points out that New Mexico is one of only a dozen states that permits pocket vetoes. Ousted Santa Fe Community College President Anna Guzman is citing New Mexico's so-called whistleblower law as she contests her firing. The New Mexican reports that one of her lawyers says Guzman plans to file a lawsuit in state district court under the Whistleblower Protection Act. It contends that the SFCC board fired her in retaliation for writing the state auditor to request an investigation into the college's finances. The board fired her, saying her dismissal was for just cause. Guzman has since filed a request for arbitration to get her job back, plus back pay and restitution. Santa Fe weather sunny today on a high near 47. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low about 25. For Saturday, mostly sunny, the high near 44. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR First News.